You said you had a movie you wanted to pitch to me?
Yeah, you're gonna like this one. So what's something that's a part of every young person's life these days?
I don't know.
Huh?
Oh, they like to poop.
Yeah, but also they use emojis.
Oh.
You see where I'm going with this?
No.
An emoji movie.
Oh, that's good, because they're super popular.
Very popular.
So what's the story?
The what?
The story, like what's the movie about?
Oh, yeah. I've got a bit of that in here.
Great.
Yeah, so the meh emoji doesn't want to be a meh emoji anymore. Honestly, it doesn't matter so much.
No?
No, honestly, I think people are going to be so pumped about seeing emojis, they're not going to care about story or character development or substance or anything like that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so basically we just have all the emojis living in a city called Textopolis.
That is clever.
Right?
Because it's like you took the word metropolis.
And I changed the beginning to text.
Well, if the other jokes in the movie are as funny as that, I think we're in business.
They are. They're all at that exact same level of humor.
You have other examples?
Yeah, there's a moment where there's monkey emojis with briefcases and they're like, we have business to attend to.
Right.
And the meh emojis like, what kind of business?
Uh-huh.
And so one of the monkeys says, monkey business.
Oh my god, that is gold.
Because they're monkeys.
They are.
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but this is incredible. I did great.
And can we include some, like, cool young people talk in the movie? I mean, I don't really know how young people talk these days.
Oh, I do, and there's a ton of that in here. Like, slay, NBD, hashtag blessed.
Good, that sounds like we're in touch with the youth.
Word.
And what are some of the other characters?
Well, Mez's parents have their own little storyline.
He has parents.
Yeah, they're also Mez.
So if emojis can have children, that means that they can...
The implication is that emojis have intercourse and reproduce, yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it really makes you picture it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. So, any other important characters?
Yes, there is a poop emoji.
So like an animated piece of feces.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun for the movie to have a character that's an actual talking piece of sh**.
And what's his role in the movie?
He's gonna make 4 or 5 poop-related puns.
Oh, pretty important.
And then also Meh becomes friends with the high-five emoji.
And what's he like?
Well, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of a high-five?
He's
British and has an eating disorder.
Right, of course.
Eats so much candy he vomits several times.
Just like a high-five would, and actually that gives me an idea.
What's that?
Maybe I can strike a deal with the creators of Candy Crush and have the characters go in their app.
I love it.
That's gonna bring in a ton of money.
Do you think people will be bothered by the product placement?
No, people love product placement.
Oh, well that's great, because I have literally nothing planned for the second act of the film.
Oh, so they can just go from product placement to product placement.
Absolutely, as many as you can get.
I can get a lot.
Perfect.
So let's talk about casting for the main character.
Sure.
Did you have anyone in mind for Meh?
Well, I mean, I have a dream actor that I'd like.
Who's that?
It's a little nuts. I don't know if it's doable.
Just shoot.
TJ Miller?
Oh.
It must be impossible to get him though, right?
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Check this out.
Hello, you've reached TJ Miller's agent. Please say the title of your film after the beep, and I can 100% guarantee that Mr. Miller will star in it, no questions asked.
The Emoji Movie.
Done.
Wow. And this is really gonna blow your mind.
What?
I think we might be able to get Sir Patrick Stewart in this.
What? How?
Well, it's a kid's movie. He's a sweet old man.
Such a sweet man.
I think if we just explain to him that this is what the kids are into, he'll do it out of the kindness of his heart.
He would do it for the kids.
I honestly think he would if he thought it could bring them some joy.
What a great man.
Truly a saint.
What emoji should he play?
I don't know, maybe the piece of shit.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section what other movies you want to see pitch meetings for. And keep an eye on the community tab because we're going to have some polls in there where you can vote on what we do next. And if you're new to Screen Rant, you can subscribe to us on YouTube and ring that little bell thingy, and that'll keep you up to date with all our stuff. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.